Ladies and gentlemen, hello and welcome to another fantastic episode of the Lieberland Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell, and this is episode 71. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening, watching, wherever you are in the world. I want to say grateful for you to be a Lieberlander or soon to be one by having this stumble upon, again, your eyeballs or your ears. You know, we had a really awesome guest lined up for today who unfortunately is feeling a bit ill. And so we rescheduled with him. There's going to be another couple new episodes coming soon. I know for those who follow the show, probably been wondering if we're going to have any new episodes out anytime soon. And boom, here you go. Here's the next new one. So, you know, the show goes on, as they say. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know what? We are still going to have a great show here. So I've got some updates for you in the world of Lieberland and some calls to action, all that good stuff, some links to check out in the description, whether you're, again, with us on YouTube, if you're watching live on Facebook right now, wherever you may be, there's going to be some really awesome resources here from today's show featuring me, Adam Carswell, the host of the Lieberland Show, aka the voice of liberty. Let's get into it. So we're going to take a step back here. About 3 months ago, we completed, I believe, our third annual, if not fourth, Floating Man Festival, which is the Lieberland Entertainment Festival, if you will, that takes place every summer in August. And the reason why I want to highlight Floating Man, which you can go to actually, let me get the URL here. I do have the URL already, as I mentioned, so I'm going to drop it in the description. But the Floating Man website, and then also a link to the After movie. And that's what I wanted to talk about. Fantastic production done here by our team. And I want to give you guys access to watch this if you have not had an opportunity to do so yet. So here we go. A link to the After movie is going in the comments. Boom, there you go. And then, of course, a link to Floating Man. That's what it is, floatingman.ll.land. And if you stay up to date with that website or reach out directly through the website, you can begin to reserve your tickets for next year's festival. So check that out, again, in the description. We had a blast. And that, I mean, that movie, that After movie, is totally worth the watch. It really shows the progress that the persistence of everyone involved with Lieberland, how it's paid off. And again, we're just getting started. And it was crazy to think, you know, COVID hit right around the time of the Lieberland fifth anniversary. The whole world didn't know what was next, what was around the corner. And I got to be honest, the growth that we've seen internally, and for the future of Lieberland has just been exponential, whether it be the Lieberland Free Trade Zone, passports, some other things that I'm going to talk about here on today's show. There's a serious movement taking place. And I think the forecast of how soon, you know, Lieberland was going to come together, how we all want it to be and how we envision it, it's thanks to COVID, it's actually much more realistic and around the corner at this point. So happy to see the growth. How do I know this, by the way? Every Tuesday, we have an international team call. So all of our representatives from all around the world call in. I kind of have the honor and the privilege of being able to coordinate those phone calls. And thank you, Guthrie Adlamoth, who laid the foundation before I took over. I know you kind of handed me the torch, and it's been awesome, you know, being on those calls every week, just getting a pulse on not only what's happening in Lieberland, but really what's happening around the world. If you want to be connected to a network that's going to put you at an advantage is in regards to worldview and, you know, what's really going on and being able to protect yourself and your family in so many different ways, it's really valuable to be not only a part of the Lieberland community, but on those calls. So with that being said, it's not a situation where anyone can randomly join in on these calls, right? But as I mentioned, they are international, they are open to Lieberlanders. So if you have not joined us on one of these weekly calls that we do, I just highly, highly recommend reaching out. One way you can do so is I'm going to put a link in it here when we're done. If you're tuned in now, just stay tuned in, but I'm going to put a link in the comments in the description to, you can send a message to the Lieberland Facebook page. And if you're like me and not a big fan of Facebook and all the stuff going on here, and you just want to send an email, completely fine. You can do that too. It's info@lieberland.org. So there's some ways to get in touch, and you can message either, again, send an email or message Facebook and just say, hey, I heard Adam on the show talking about being able to join in on the international calls. Someone will get in touch with you, and you know, worst case scenario, have them send them through to me. If you want to get involved and just be a part of our international team, now is the time. and we love new energy and new ideas. We just had somebody join a call for the first time the other day. And again, his new energy sparked an idea that we just hadn't really been thinking about much. So can't tell you that, you guys, for anyone out there who's a member of a mastermind or just familiar with the world of collaborating with others, it's really interesting how I think collaboration in this digital age is more influential than any time that we've, been able to make an impact because of the power of the digital world. I really don't know how else to put it, but anyways, that's what's going on. So make sure you reach out to us either on the Facebook page or email. That is info@liberland.org. What else? Well, as I mentioned, Floating Man, that's already in there. The Liberland Christmas party is around the corner. And I just realized we haven't done a whole, we do this around here. We haven't done a whole lot of planning for the Christmas party yet, but I know every year we do it. It is awesome. So if you want to know more about the Liberland Christmas party, I'm just going to encourage the same thing I've said before, either message the Liberland Facebook page or send an email to info@liberland.org. And just make sure in any of this outreach that you send, especially if it's email, you put something in the subject line so that way whoever's receiving it knows you listen to the show, etc. And then, a lot of members on our team right now, I know our Minister of Foreign Affairs, Tom Walls and Joey Langenbrunner and many other Liberlanders are on their way, if not already on their way to Central America to visit El Salvador, Guatemala. In El Salvador, it happens to be for now the Bitcoin capital of the world. It looks like a lot of places around the world besides El Salvador are starting to pick up on that. Recent news with, I believe, in the mayor of New York now saying that he's going to accept Bitcoin. Not to say that we're, anyways, won't get too political on it, even though it is a Liberland show, but it is cool to see mass adoption taking place. And, this country is built on blockchain. That's what attracted me to Liberland in the first place. And I think many of our members are very forward thinking and firm believers in the future of a world built on blockchain. And that is, that's the governance model. So where I'm going with this, it's just cool to see Liberlanders heading to, again, the Bitcoin capital of the world. I think they're even going to go to Bitcoin Beach, take some pictures. So be on the lookout for that. Can't encourage you enough, like the Liberland Facebook page. And also stay up to date with LiberlandPress.com. Those are two best ways to stay plugged in to all things Liberland. I did mention passports. So this may be very preliminary, and this is one of the perks of being on the international and internal calls. You get all the cool information first. Another reason to get over here and serve. And also, let me just say this too real quick. If you feel like you don't know what you can offer to Liberland as far as like a volunteer or a service perspective, just come with open heart, open mind, open hands, ready to serve. There's a lot of needs internally that need to be filled. And if you just come with energy, we can likely find some way to put you to good use. But I circle back to that saying, passport conversations are here, and I was gonna say around the corner, but they're here. So if you are a Liberlander and you need to know more information on getting your Liberland passport, I would just encourage reaching out to somebody specifically that you know at Liberland. Sending a message on Facebook or even an email there might be a little bit of a challenge because anyone can do that. So to get a Liberland passport, you have to be someone who has some significant presence with us. But I just want to let you know, if you are one of those individuals and you didn't know that, the Liberland passports are coming soon. So only other thing that I got here is, and this is another thing that we'll say is a little bit hush-hush, but I'll tease it out for you. There's some really cool things happening for us between some relationships that we've cultivated, Liberland and the Dominican Republic, along the lines of, further recognition. It's our mission to go out there and continue to get organizations or countries or however you really want to name it, just public statements from one entity to another stating that, Liberland is and shall forever be the best country in the world. Now, maybe the documents or whatever aren't saying that, but that's what we believe. And there's more and more things happening, validating the existence and proof and everything that we need to move Liberland forward from a recognition perspective. And we just want to preliminarily thank the good contacts and friends that we have in the Dominican Republic that are very well connected to their government, if you will. So that's cool. As I mentioned, the international calls, if you want to get in on those, that's something where I would encourage email to info@liberland.org, or again, message the Facebook page and just put something in the description or title or whatever it is that you're sending saying, hey, I listened to Adam on the show. I heard about getting involved on these weekly calls. I'm from wherever. I want to serve. I want to give my energy to the future of freedom in this world, in a world that we all know needs it. Now is the time. You know that energy? I always say, like to say this, that same energy that left Europe in the 16 and 1700s, or maybe even before that, quite frankly, that left Europe looking for a better life so they didn't have to report to the authorities and all the people that were trying to control them and tax them until they died. That's the same energy that is now transferring from America and all over the world to this nation of Liberland. And that's what we believe. You know, we believe in true liberty, freedom. Go look up the definition of what it truly means. And, you know, our motto, I believe it's a country's motto. Maybe I might need to do my own specific homework, but live and let live is the motto that we live by. So I was going to say mission statement or motto. Now I got to go back and actually confirm. Either way is good. You guys know what I'm talking about. So the only other thing that I want to tease out here, and this is more of a personal thing, but recently I've been very involved in the world of NFTs. And I have to give a huge thank you to Jillian Godsell of LiberlandPress.com. And, you know, we like to kind of joke and say Jillian is our friendly mad Irish woman. She's just so awesome. She's connected so many people in our groups with others. And what else did I say? Oh, you know, and I think it was 2019. She was named, and maybe even 2020, you know, top women in blockchain in the world. And, you know, she just continues to do amazing things for our country. And we're really honored to have her with us. So Jillian, the reason why I'm giving you this massive shout out is because you were the one who introduced me to the platform at which I produce and I do NFT podcasting for now. And that has changed my life, to say the least. So if you connect all the dots, you know, Liberland is awesome. Podcasting is awesome. I am the voice of Liberty, Adam Carswell. If I ever get to meet you and you're a Liberlander, you are family. Oh my goodness. And I'm looking forward to April for the 7th anniversary. This is, it's just like being united with people that see the world through the same lens in which you do, especially in a time like now, for the most part, I believe is pretty challenging. Or at least if you're me, I don't know. But I'm definitely looking forward to the Liberland 7th anniversary and reuniting with my freedom-loving family. You guys are awesome. So thank you so much for listening to the show and getting plugged in. And as I mentioned, I really look forward to connecting with you and meeting you one day, if I have not already, and especially face-to-face. And if you're interested, as I mentioned, in learning more about NFTs, non-fungible tokens, let me think, what's the best way to get you? Oh, that's what I'll do. I'll drop a link in the comments or description, depending if you're watching the replay or live, to my Telegram channel, in which is kind of the NFT podcast that I've been talking about here. So thank you, Jillian. Again, if she didn't connect me with this team that I'm doing the podcasting for, I wouldn't have it. Now we have a community of, I believe collectively, somewhere between 300 to 400 members in our channels that tune into the show from time to time. So it's growing fast too. Come get some NFTs with us. And yeah, thank you to the individual who had to reschedule for today's episode, who I'm going to be with again here in a couple of weeks. I'm grateful you did, because you kind of put me in a position to make something that I believe will be cool and everyone will like. So thank you. You know who you are. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And to all my Liberlanders, continue to live and let live. You know, the world needs a free mind, and you guys know what I'm talking about, a truly free mind in this day and age. And that's what we are. You know, we're providing that outlet for those who, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are feeling hopeless right now. And it's our duty and our service to deliver the message of hope to them. And that's what we're doing and shall do and shall continue to forever do. And thank you, of course, to our fearless leader, President Jedlicka. You are a beast. You are an unstoppable force. And it's really cool to be able to watch what you've done here with our country. And clearly, we would not be here without you. So thank you for everything you've done. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 71 of the Liberland Show. I'm your host and guest for today, Adam J. Carswell. We are going to, I'd say over the next couple months or so, we should have at least 2 to 3 episodes, if not more, coming out. So be on the lookout for those. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will catch you in the next episode. And remember, in all you think, say, and do, take it to the next level.